Michal was murdered on the 9th of August 2002 at the Sabaro attack in the center of town in Jerusalem. And it was already late. And I remember at 6:15 looking at my watch and saying to one of the social workers, you know, if we haven't heard from her till now, then it doesn't look good, does it? She said, no, it doesn't look good. Anyway, I went down to the morgue, and then we went in, and they pulled out one drawer, and it wasn't Michal. They put the drawer back in again, and they pulled out another drawer, and I saw it was Michal. And I think that must have been the hardest point in my life, I think, in my life.
Whenever there is an attack, we start calling around to see who was there, who was involved, who is alive, who is killed. But this time Mark didn't call and Mark didn't answer. Not his cell phone and not the phone at home and not Nomi's cell phone. None of them answered. And then people saw their car parked outside at Maxim's, and they knew. And then they found his ID on the floor at Maxim's. And they immediately knew that he must be inside.
I had some argument with Asaf. He wants a bike, and I told him, Asaf, this is very dangerous. And he told me, I'll go on a bus, I will die on explosion, and you will be sorry. He said it because he wanted to convince me. And then he went on a bus and he died on an explosion.
Three Israeli mothers united by loss and their unwanted knowledge of terror. Now, the government of Israel has reluctantly begun construction of an anti-terrorism fence designed to keep Arab suicide bombers from killing more children and destroying more families.
We don't want violence. You see, our soldiers don't want to be in the territories and they don't want to kill. I believe the fence is the only non-violent possible way at the time being, to keep us here and to keep them there until these animosities stop.
If you interview the terrorists, the Hamas, they say it's hard for us to send terrorists. They need to plan more. They need to work harder in order to enter Israel.
I think that Israel has a right to defend itself. I think that that's not a question at all. America has a right to defend itself. America's done an awful lot to defend itself. But Israel's doing things to defend itself, and then the whole world is against them. I mean, we have this tiny little country. Why shouldn't we be able to defend ourselves? Why is it a question?
But unfortunately, it is a question. And the UN court in The Hague, Netherlands, will be issuing an opinion on Israel's anti-terrorism fence. Congressman Brad Sherman, ranking member of the Subcommittee on Terrorism, believes the Arab motive behind the fence protest is obvious.
Well, the Palestinians have not said that there should be a fence. They say, tear this fence down so that we can sneak in and kill as many Israelis as possible. Certainly, where there is no fence, there has been death. And that seems to be what they're advocating.
If the Palestinians were willing to live in peace with Israel, a great many things wouldn't be needed. But unfortunately, what we're seeing in the Palestinian community and have for quite some time is exactly the opposite. Very much, in fact, a culture of death that is being promoted by the so-called government of the Palestinian Authority.
Basically, we've seen very clearly that where there's a fence, there are no suicide bombers. They try to get around the fence in places where the fence has not been complete yet. In places where we've put up the fence, we've decreased that dramatically. Many lives have been saved by this rather simple-looking fence.
I believe the judges should face our reality, not only the judges, actually all the people involved in the court in Netherlands, should come over to Israel, should see what it is like, what life is like during one of these bomb attacks.
Look, it's clear that there has to be some sort of solution to the problem. It's also very clear that the Palestinians don't want us here. They want us away from here. They just don't want us to live here. And they have to accept the fact that we're here to stay.
I think that when the Palestinians will stop the terror and there will be peace, yes, we can take off the fence.
If Israel is in fact condemned by the World Court for taking steps to defend itself, it seems absolutely certain to me that in due course, the United States will be found to have acted improperly in trying to defend its people against similar kinds of terrorism.
And yet, we must understand and remember, this fence is the result of the Palestinian failure to stop this horrendous phenomena of suicide bombers, of this non-conventional weapons, if you wish.
When it happened, I hoped that I would be the last mother, but I'm not the last mother. There has been many more mothers. I just hope and I wish that no other mother will have to go through what I'm going through.